Hi, this is Aislinn Antrim from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to the very first episode of Study Break, a new series dedicated to pharmacy students. Each month, we'll speak with faculty, administrators, and students themselves to bring you the latest news and trends from pharmacy schools across the country. The pharmacy field is changing every day, and students are at the forefront of innovation. Before we begin, do you know the answer to this pharmacy fact? Established in 1821, where was the first school of pharmacy in the United States located? We'll reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this month's episode, I got an overview of what it means to be a pharmacy student in 2021 from Brooke Griffin, founder of 21st Century PharmD and Vice Chair of Clinical Services at the Midwestern University College of Pharmacy. Brooke, you work really closely with many students, and I'm sure the normal stresses of school have been amplified during the pandemic. Can you talk about what you've heard from students and what their experiences have been?
Oh, wow. Yes, definitely. So I am a professor at a college of pharmacy. So we see students as first-year students coming in with their excitement about pharmacy and everything that they've seen and heard on the news about pharmacists contributing positively to the pandemic by participating in vaccinations. And then we see all the way through students who are currently in their classes trying to navigate online learning, virtual classes. Their study habits have been completely shifted because they were used to studying in between classes at school. And then during COVID, they had to study in their own private spaces, which weren't always conducive. So we've had to really coach students on different strategies to find that study time on their own. And now the transition back to the classroom for a lot of colleges of pharmacy has introduced some new challenges since a lot of students got used to this virtual online learning. And now with students in their last year of pharmacy school, transitioning to APPEs has never been easy, but during a pandemic has just added a completely new layer of challenges with some sites canceling rotations. So colleges of pharmacy were kind of scrambling to find rotations for some of these students so that they would graduate on time. So that level of anxiety and fear of how am I even going to just get to graduation, on top of everything that we're seeing in the news with the heaviness of this pandemic and social injustice that we're seeing across the country. So yes, lots of challenges for our pharmacy students.
You mentioned APPEs and the challenges that come with suddenly taking classes virtually. How have students' didactic educational experiences changed? And do you think there are any advantages to the virtual environment?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the rotations were converted to a virtual learning experience. And that is an advantage in some instances when students are able to review charts from home. If they have access to the medical record, they can spend their time reviewing charts from home and then doing Zoom or other types of virtual communication with their preceptor to still do those same case-based discussions. The limitation, of course, is for some of those rotations, not having that direct patient care access, which a lot of students are looking forward to during APPEs. So it made those rotations that where you were able to actually be with patients in real life, then made those rotations even more special because then you could really see the application of everything that you've learned in pharmacy school directly to the patient right in front of you. Now, pharmacy students have always had a strong presence in our community practice sites. So that really did not waver at all during COVID. In fact, it probably increased because of the need for vaccinations.
That's good to hear. We certainly know that some students find it harder to learn in a virtual environment. So do you think new graduates have felt prepared to enter the workforce?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is really close to my heart because I feel like pharmacy students are our future. And as a faculty member, and I can speak for some of my colleagues, we spend a considerable amount of time really thinking about their experience going through pharmacy school and their preparation for APPEs and then their preparation for the real world. And this is a special interest of mine as I developed my website and my blog, really helping students navigate the real world after graduation. So I feel like they're just as prepared as they were before, but perhaps there's a little more apprehension about what is it going to be when I've got those patients in front of me. Because some of their rotations were shifted a little bit, they didn't have the same perhaps traditional API experience as previous students. Not that they were any less prepared, just less opportunities to do those application-based activities in the real world, so to speak. So the more we can encourage them, the more we can coach them that they have the skills, they've received the same curriculum as other cohorts of students that have gone through, quote, pre-COVID, they just may have to look at things a little bit differently. And if anything, I think it's really opened up their eyes to all of the different opportunities that pharmacists have. And of course, we always tell pharmacy students this from day one, that pharmacy is a very diverse world of careers and opportunities. And sometimes it's really hard to see what those are because our main role models are community and hospital pharmacists. But now, seeing everything that's happened with COVID, we see the need for public health pharmacists. We see the need for vaccination team leads. We see the need for health IT pharmacists. We see the need for virtual precepting. So there's lots of at-home opportunities that have opened up for pharmacists that may attract a different type of student who isn't looking for that direct patient care opportunity after graduation.
We're taking a quick break. Are you a pharmacy student with an interest in writing or a unique activity that you think others should know about? Pharmacy Times has opportunities to write both for the web and for our biannual Pharmacy Careers publication. Reach out to the address in the episode description to learn more. Now back to the show. In addition to the academic aspects of pharmacy school, you and I have spoken before about the importance of getting involved in various pharmacy organizations. How have students found ways to connect virtually over the last year and a half? And do you have any tips for making connections?
That's a really good question. So a lot of our student leaders have been kind of forced to connect virtually within their student orgs because for a lot of the organizations, they weren't allowed to have in-person meetings or business meetings or get-togethers or social events or even their volunteer events. So they've had to navigate themselves, learning how to conduct their own virtual meetings with their own agendas and minutes and engagement from all of their members virtually. So that's been a great leadership experience for them because, as we know, that's our world. So they'll have that experience under their belt. So that's one aspect. Another aspect is there's been a plethora of online summits, conferences, meetups, networking events that have sprung up, and events that pharmacy students wouldn't necessarily have had the opportunity to go to because maybe it's in a different state or on the other side of the country or even in a different country in some aspects. And here they are being able to join virtually and network with all of those people at the summit or at the meeting. So that has really opened up a lot of doors to connect with people virtually, which we all know that connecting with more people will lead to more leadership opportunities if you follow that up. So we always encourage students that just take one step, and perhaps that first step is creating a LinkedIn profile and then connecting with some folks in your area and then some folks that you meet at some of these online meetings.
Many students have been involved in mass vaccination events or COVID-19 testing clinics. How have you seen students being real community leaders during the pandemic?
Yeah, they have really stepped up. And I have to say, as a pharmacist for almost 20 years, they are so inspiring to me because no one has shied away from this pandemic. Everyone is stepping up and going to work and showing up to the pharmacy, whether it's a hospital pharmacy or community pharmacy or an AmCare clinic. And everyone just wants to contribute and volunteer and do more to serve. So it's really just, it gives me goosebumps to think about how we are just showing up for our patients and for public health. So I feel like students have seen their role models participate in these kind of activities, whether it might be a vaccination drive or encouraging their patients to get vaccinations. So even if you make a difference in one patient's life to help them weigh the pros and cons of getting a vaccine, when a student sees the impact of that, that will last a lifetime. And it will encourage them to take the time to spend with a patient, even if it's a 5-minute conversation. You never know what kind of impact that might have. So they're seeing that in their pharmacist role models, and they're seeing that with their own eyes in these situations. So they've really stepped up, and I'm super proud of them.
How do leadership opportunities prepare students for the long career that they have ahead of them?
Yeah, we need strong leadership in pharmacy. So we always encourage students to try to get involved as a student, but sometimes the leadership bug doesn't really, you know, catch them until later on in their career, and that's fine too. So what leadership does is it helps you think about approaching your career and your life with a team approach. and thinking about how my actions don't just affect me, but they affect my whole team, and my team's actions affect me, and really thinking about that big picture, as well as trying to get the day-to-day stuff done. That's what their pharmacy managers are thinking about. That's what their district managers are thinking about. That's what their professors are thinking about, the big picture with the daily to-do. So if you have an interest in this area, then start talking to some of the leaders in your life to ask them how they manage their own time, how they manage their own self-awareness so that they keep growing, because both of those things are going to be very important for leadership positions in the future.
When we talk about leadership, I think one of the first questions that comes to mind is how. How can students hone their skills in order to get to a leadership position?
Wow, there are really so many opportunities. It depends on what they're looking for. If you're looking for larger scale opportunities, then get involved with your state association, get involved with the national organization that speaks to you. Become a member and start volunteering on one or two of their committees. And you'll learn pretty quickly, like, what lights you up and what excites you and what really is pretty boring for you. And just follow those curiosities until you can start to make decisions about what you want to be involved in. If you don't really want to have an impact on a regional or national level, then think about who's in your immediate circle. Who is in your life that you could potentially mentor? For many of us, we don't really think of ourselves as a leader or a mentor if we're, quote, just a student. But if you really look around, you've got students who are in their first year, second year, third year, looking up to you as the fourth year on the rotation. And when you're a new grad, there's going to be fourth year students looking up to you as a new grad. So in our circles, we are already leaders if we just look around and have that opportunity to mentor others.
In addition to the academics and activities involved in pharmacy school, students like to have a good time. To hear more about students' interests, I spoke with Adrian Michelet, a P3 student at the Rutgers University Ernest Mario School of Pharmacy. So, Adrian, what are your hopes for after graduation?
I'm really interested in retail, personally. I like the idea that pharmacists are the most easily accessible healthcare professional. And I feel like you get more direct interaction with patients. It feels like you make a big difference in their day-to-day lives.
That sounds great. What has your experience been as a student, especially during the last year and a half of the pandemic?
I kind of like online learning personally, I guess partly because there's more time to study, because there's not like the commute time and all of that. I will say though, I have one in-person class this semester, and it was like one of those things that like I didn't realize that I missed it until I came back to in-person. I know a lot of people really just hated online learning, but I kind of liked some of it.
Now we're going to do a bit of a rapid fire round about your study habits and any tips that you have for other students. So what's your go-to study snack?
It's not like the easiest snack, but I think chips and salsa. I always want chips and salsa, like especially if I'm like watching a lecture or something.
Now I'm craving some good salsa.
It's my favorite.
Do you have any apps or resources you would suggest to other pharmacy students?
I use, it's called Anki app. It's like Quizlet. So you like make your own flashcards, but I think it's a little bit better because it asks you in the ones that you tend to get wrong more often. So that really helped me, especially in med chem last year. I used that a lot. And then I guess on Instagram, there's like page that I follow. It's called Memory Farm Study. And it like has like mnemonics and things to help you remember certain pharmacokinetic properties or like certain drug classes. And it's kind of geared toward helping teach you things like that are going to be on the NAPLEX, like broad topics.
Do you have a playlist or any study music that you listen to?
I do have a playlist that I like to listen to on Spotify. It's called Lo-Fi Hip Hop Beats. I know a few of my friends listen to it too. It doesn't have words in it, so the songs aren't like distracting. It's just kind of like soothing beats music. And it's one of those things you can tune it out, or if you notice it, it just kind of like makes me happy while I'm studying. But other than that, it's not like distracting or anything. So I like to listen to that while I study.
Since Halloween is in just a few days, what's your favorite childhood Halloween costume?
As a kid, I was a werewolf more than once because I was always kind of a tomboy, I guess. So it's funny. I had like a werewolf mask I would wear every other year. And my sister would always want to be like a princess or a pop star. So we have like a bunch of pictures growing up of us next to each other with me just wearing a big hairy mask. And she next to me with like full makeup and like wearing a dress. But I always liked to be a werewolf. That was always my go-to favorite growing up.
Did you figure out the answer to our pharmacy school fun fact? If you said the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy, you're right. Now part of the University of the Sciences, the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy is currently celebrating its bicentennial. In February 1821, a group of 68 apothecaries founded the Philadelphia College of Apothecaries, and construction began later that year. This college was incorporated as the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy in 1922, becoming the first college of pharmacy in North America. Thanks for listening to Study Break, a pharmacy-focused series. Tune in next month to learn more about pharmacy students and how they're shaping the future of pharmacy.